朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
终于我们来到了以弗所书的最后一章。
We finally come to the end of the book Ephesians.
很高兴今天我们要结束这一年对以弗所书的一起研究。
It's my pleasure to close the study of the book Ephesians together with you.
以弗所书的结束同样回到开始这一个很重要的课题。
And the end of Ephesians brings us back to the important topic,
就是祷告。
Which is praying.
祷告有用吗？
Is prayer useful?
为什么我们很多的祷告都没有成功？
Why many of our prayer fail?
为什么教会也充满了失败？
Why the church is full of failure as well?
为什么我们经历不到神的大能？
And why cannot experience the power of love?
这些都是我们经常问的问题。
These are the questions we often ask.
当然我们知道是生活在一个充满了罪恶的世界。
Of course, we know we are living in a sinful world.
我们在其中难免不受到污染。
And we'll be polluted.
尤其这是一个黑白不分、是非难明的时代。
In particular, it's a world that's confused of right and wrong.
那我们神的儿女如何能够在这样的时代中为主站立的稳呢？
And how we as children of Lord stand firmly in this world.
今天早上我们再来从以弗所书第六章看祷告的真意。
We see the true meaning of praying from the chapter 6 of book Ephesians.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，在你面前我们恭敬的献上我们的心。
Lord, in front of you, we humbly submit our hearts.
我们愿意打开，求主借着你的话跟圣灵指教，也感动我们。
We're willing to open our hearts so that you can move us with your word and spirit.
让我们在一年的年尾，我们一面检讨感恩，另一面我们也预备新来的一年能够各得主的喜悦。
So let's examine ourselves and be grateful at the end of the year and be prepared for the next year for your glory and joy.
主啊，给我们一颗受教的心。
Lord, give us a teachable heart.
奉耶稣基督的名祈祷。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
首先我们来复习一下上个主日我们所讲的属灵的军装。
Let's review the spiritual armors we talked about last Sunday.
神知道我们所面临的世界是一个黑暗，充满了各样邪道的世界，是魔鬼掌权的。
Lord knows we are facing a world that's full of darkness and evil.
所以他赐给我们一套属灵的军装。
So he gave us a spiritual armory.
叫我们在受到魔鬼攻击的时候可以站立得住。
So that we can stand firmly when we are attacked by the devil.
这一套军装包括真理的腰带。
Armor includes the belt of the truth.
就是叫我们持守真理，能够保持自己的诚实。
So they can hold on to truth and be honest.
第二就是公义的胸甲。
And the breastplate for righteousness.
叫我们能够面对自己的罪，能够对付罪。
So they can deal with our sins.
第三就是平安的福音鞋子。
And the feet protected by the gospel.
叫我们随时预备好去传主的福音。
So we are prepared to preach the good news.
第四就是信德的盾牌。
Then the shield of faith.
就是拒绝一切的怀疑、小信跟不信。
We can say no to doubts and the little faces.
第五就是救恩的头盔。
Then the helmet of salvation.
让我们能够赞美神、感谢神。
You can pray the Lord and be thankful.
最后是圣灵的宝剑
，and the word, the sword of the Holy Spirit，
就是能够用神的话来防守跟攻击仇敌的攻击。
So that we can both define ourselves and the enemy with the word of the Lord.
所以在以弗所书第六章十一节这样的说，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能够抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So that's why it's said in the verse 11, put on full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
这一套的军装很好，但怎么样去用呢？
This is excellent arm. How should we use it?
基督徒，我们每天都面临撒旦来的攻击，我们怎么样运用神给我们的装备呢？
As Christians facing the attack from Satan on a daily basis, how we should use the equipment from God?
以前有一位姐妹，她丈夫在做 postdoc， 生活比较辛苦。
I had a sister before whose husband was a postdoc，
所以有人就介绍她到 Las Vegas 去赌场工作。
And someone introduced her to work in the gambling place of Las Vegas。
她就把孩子交给母亲，独自一个人去那里工作了几个月。
So she handed children to her mom and then worked in the casino for several months.
当然她赚了一些的钱。
Of course, she earned some money.
可是回来三个月之后，孩子生病，跟丈夫的关系恶劣，差点要离婚。
But then she came back to a sick child and the broken relationship with her husband.
最近我们当中又有人为了赚钱去替人做按摩的生意。
Some of us among us who go to do massage business,For money,
丢了清白不讲，灵性低落，还使四围的朋友都不安。
Lose the reputation and spiritual life.
我们必须认清楚，我们是活在一个邪恶是非不明的时代。
We must be clear that we are living in a sinful world that's confused the right or wrong.
一不小心就会被卷到其中。
If we are careless, then we'll be involved.
黑炭是不可能洗得干净变白的。
Black house cannot be washed clean white.
你只有抵挡它，拒绝它。
You have to say no to it.
那我们怎么样穿上这个属灵的军装呢？
And how should we put on the armor?
乃是要借着祷告来穿上。
I need to do it through praying.
在第六章十八节，我们一起来念，请。靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
As instructed by verse 18.
穿衣服，我们首先都会考虑要穿什么衣服。
We often consider what to put on when we put on clothes.
如果你不清楚，你会去问别人说：“哎，我参加这个宴会该穿什么样？”正式或者普通的衣服。
Being unclear, you might consult others for what you should dress.
以前我们在服兵役的时候，有一课是如何使用防毒面具。
Back in Army, I was instructed to use the anti-toxic masks.
大家都没有戴过这个防毒面具，这个教官讲了半天还是不清楚。
And none of us used it before, so we were not clear even after instruction.
然后我们就被赶到一个小房间里面，充满了这些黄色的烟雾。
In dreaming in a small room full of yellow smokes.
有的人面具没有戴好，出来就是一把鼻涕一把泪，哭得像个泪人儿一样。
Someone who didn't wear the mask properly and then came out crying.
你们当中做过这事情的举手，我看看有多少人了。
And whoever has done so, please raise your hands.
你姐妹怎么也举手了？没听错。哦，真的做过系列。
And the sister has done so as well.
对不起啊，姐妹也有。好，那么这个就是我们不清楚，也不问，也不去理解要怎么样子穿戴。
And that's because we didn't know and we didn't ask how we should wear it properly.
当我们要穿属灵的军装，第一，我们要靠着圣灵，就是要问圣灵，我们应当如何来穿属灵的军装。
When we put on the spiritual armor, we need to ask Holy Spirit how we should do it.
如何我们能够抵挡魔鬼的攻击？
So that we can defend the attack from the devil.
其实许多事情发生都是一场属灵的征战。
Actually, many things involve spiritual wars.
好比说，有一份高报酬的薪水，但是呢，会违背我们做基督徒的原则，你要不要接受？
For example, we accept a high-paid job, but against our Christian principles.
那很简单，你就需要向主祷告说，求圣灵来感动我，我该不该去做？
It's simple. You need to pray so that the Holy Spirit can touch you and to decide what you should do.
当你诚实的来思考这件事情，你就是穿上真理的带子。
I can see that honestly you are putting on the belt of truth.
我们把腰带一系紧，全身就有力量。
Once the belt tightly on, then we have strength.
神的话进到我们心里，就可以抵挡魔鬼的谎言。
And the Lord, these words coming into our hearts can help us defend the lies of the evil.
我们常常做生意就会想到如何逃税。
In doing business, we often think how we avoid taxes.
魔鬼的话就说所有这一个行业的人都是报假账、两本账的。
And the lying of the devil will be everyone is cheating.
哎，我们要坚守主你的诚实，我们就是系上真理的带子。
And being honest and loud, we are putting on the bad truth.
因为圣灵一定会回应我们的恳求，给我们力量。
Since the Holy Spirit will answer our prayers and give us strength.
第二，我们穿戴神的军装，就是要随时祷告。
Second, putting on the spirit armor, we need to pray often and always.
祷告不必要选择地方，也不是来教堂才祷告的。
We don't need to choose a location, and we don't need to only do it in the church.
只要我们受到感动，我们就在心里张口就可以祷告。
As long as we are moved, we can just pray in our hearts.
有一次我开车在 Gilmore, 然后到那个 Dixie Highway 交口的地方。
Once I was driving in the intersection between Gilmore and the Dixie Highway.
那个下坡是速度很快。
That's a slope with high speed.
那一个十字路口突然变成了黄灯。
In the crowd, suddenly the light turns yellow.
我想我刹不住，我就一路过去，快一点。
I'm thinking I couldn't break it to stop, so I just rushed.
可是对面正好有一辆车，他要准备转弯，也要抢黄灯。
There's another car is trying to turn in the yellow.
我的一急之下就赶紧向右打一个方向，要避过他。
So I had to turn right quickly to avoid it.
还好对方及时刹车，我的车就这样绕过去，从他面前一尺的地方过去。
Fortunately, that car braked timely, and we just missed barely.
哎呀，我吓了一身汗。
I was scared.
我在心里面马上向神祷告。
I was praying immediately.
我说主啊，谢谢你救我脱离一次的车祸。
He said, Lord, thank you for saving me from the accident.
我开车实在太猛了，求主赦免。
I was too rushy in my driving.
当我祷告完，我心安静下来。
And after praying, my heart got peace.
我是在干什么？
What was I doing?
我是穿上了公义的胸甲。
I was putting on the breastplate of righteousness.
在那个时刻，撒旦就不能够再控告我，说你是该死的。
At times, Satan cannot sue me and say I deserve death.
他也不能向我夸口说你这个走狗运的。
Neither could he boast that I was just having luck.
他也不能诱惑我说，哎呀，你的技术真棒。
He couldn't tempt me saying, hey, you're a good driver.
因为我已经承认了我的罪。
Because I confess my sin.
所以这个随时的祷告不是你等到回家上床你再祷告。
So praying all the time doesn't need you to go back to home.
凡事我们都抓住机会来向神祷告与他连接。
On every occasion, we can pray to Lord and be connected to him.
第三，我们要警醒不倦。
Third, we need to pray with perseverance.
我经常讲开车的事情，因为我每一年都开车开得多，差不多要开25,000 miles。
I drive a lot every year, so I often talk about driving.
有的时候开车回家已经是半夜，很晚也累，眼睛都撑不开了。
Sometimes I was tired when driving home in midnight.
我就唱圣诗啊，就想那些古老的诗歌歌词怎么唱。
I was singing the holy songs.
我也会背这个。三元的传福音的大纲。
Remember the gossiping license.
一直想一想就不会睡，想睡了。
So that I will not feel sleepy.
我在干什么？
What's I doing?
我在穿上预备走路的鞋，传平安的福音。
Then I'm putting on the shoes of the gospel and preaching the good news.
我们传的是叫人得平安的好消息。
Because the good news brings peace.
你多久以前向人传过福音啊？
How long ago did you preach to others?
我相信当我们见到主耶稣的时候，他一定会问我们这个问题。
I believe that's a question we will be asked when we see Jesus.
他不是问我们你传了多少次福音。
He wouldn't ask how many times have you been preaching.
或者带多少人信主。
How many people have you lied to Lord?
他是问我们说你有没有为我做见证。
He would ask, why have you been my testimony?
当我们经历到福音的大能，心里一定有平安的。
After experiencing the power of the news, we will have peace in our hearts.
如果你的生活很枯燥、很无味、很困倦，你去向人传福音看看。
If your life is boring, tiring, then try to preach.
我相信很多人有这样的经验。
I believe many of us have.
当你向人传福音，如果对方喜欢听的话、想听的话，你一下子一两个小时就很快的过去都不自觉的。
If you are teaching is well received, then hours pass quickly.
福音本是神的大门。
And the good news is power of Lord.
有一位姐妹，她躺在病床上，别人去看她，想要安慰她。
My sister was laying in hospital and being visited by others.
哎，没想到她反而向每一个来探望她的人做见证，来传福音。
She actually teaches the others the gospel.
这样子的见证多得不得了。
We have abundant testimonies like this.
这个时代给基督徒很大的压力。
The world is pressing Christians nowadays.
叫我们不敢开口向人为主做见证。
So that we dare not open our mouths.
所以我们需要预备，要祷告。
That's why we need to be prepared and pray.
要警醒不倦。
Be awake all the time.
当我们把神带到人的面前之先，我们先要把人带到神的面前。
Before we bring the Lord to people, we need to bring people in front of the Lord.
我们如果为一个人的灵魂在神面前苦苦的哀求，我保证你，神会救那个人的灵魂。
If you pray to God for someone's soul, I assure you the soul will be saved by the Lord.
唯有祷告才是穿上这个属灵军装的步骤。
The praying is the proper procedure to put on armor.
所以我们要打赢这一场属灵的战争，我们一定要靠着圣灵随时祷告，警醒不倦。
It's why to win the spiritual, we need to pray on the Holy Spirit all the time.
因为我们生活太舒服了，日子过得太好了，我们就会落入到一个倦怠、不警醒的情况中。
Because when our life is comfortable, we need not be awake.
自己落在魔鬼的圈套网络中反而不自觉。
And find the trap of the evil without knowing about it.
第二，我们要为传福音祷告。
Also, we need to pray for the spread of gospel.
我们来念第十九节，请。也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开讲福音的奥秘。传福音是一场最厉害属灵的征战。
Spreading gospel is the fiercest war of a spiritual world.
因为我们是在从魔鬼的口中把人抢出来。
Because we're fighting for people in the front of the evil.
你想我们这样子向魔鬼直接的挑战，他怎么会甘休？
You think about how he will be arrested upon such a challenge.
所以保罗说，我传福音，你们要迫切的为我祷告。
So Paul says, pray for me.
怎么样祷告呢？首先我们要求口才。
How we should pray? We need to ask for utterance.
这个口才不是天生的。你聊天那个口才是天生的，但是传福音不是的。
And this is not a gift you're born with.
因为你传福音是让圣灵在人的心里做工，让他受圣灵的感动。
Because you need to let the Holy Spirit work in the people's hearts.
我讲过这个例子，我再讲一次。有一次我们在国内做这个三元福音传福音的实习。
So for example, once we are doing the practice in China.
有一位年轻人受了训练，他从来都没有向人讲过福音。
Young man, after training, never spread news to others.
所以他很怕开口传福音。
So he was scared.
啊。那么那一天我们都要出去传福音。
On the day we all went out to spread the gospel.
我们就在这个小组就为他祷告。
And we pray for him.
那一天他传福音的对象是一个退役的军人，年纪不小。
And he was spreading news to a retired army person.
这个年轻人讲老实话，他讲这个三福讲的实在很差。
To be frank, the young man wasn't good with what he spoke.
他该背的也背不出来，讲的又颠三倒四。
The speech was not logical and he didn't remember what to say.
我想 对方肯定要把他轰出去了。
So, so the young man must have been driven away.
但是他讲得很诚恳，很真实，甚至要流出眼泪来。
But he was honest and he was almost crying.
最后他劝那个老先生要信耶稣，不要拒绝。
So saying to the old gentleman that believe and not
reject. 然后他结束就问对方愿不愿意信耶稣。
He asked whether the others are willing to believe in Jesus.
我想他肯定老先生要拒绝他了。
I was thinking the gentleman would say no for sure.
没想到那个老先生想了一下，他说我愿意。
To my surprise, the
我们都吓了一跳。
Yes.
他又补了一句话。
Then he said,
他说现在这个时代啊，已经没有年轻人像你这样子真诚的。
There are very few young person like you to be so honest in today's world.
所以你能够这样真诚，你这个信仰我也要。
Being such sincere, I want your faith.
口才是什么？
What's utterance?
口才就是圣灵用你的口来说话。
It's the speech of Holy Spirit through your mouth.
你们要为传福音的人求口才，就是求圣灵用他的口来说话。
So that's why you need to pray that Holy Spirit will speak through the mouth of whoever preaches.
第二，要为传道人求勇气。
And also we need to pray for courage.
老实的说，我们许多时候不是没有机会传福音，而是没有勇气去讲。
To be frank, we many times have opportunities but no courage.
我经常有机会坐远程的飞机。
I often have chance to fly long distance.
以前我都会向坐在旁边的旅客讲福音。
I used to preach the good news to the passenger near me.
不知从何时开始，我的祷告就变成主啊，求你让我旁边坐的是一个老外。
And from some time, I was pray that Lord, please give me a foreigner beside myself.
像人说最好，不然一个小孩也可以。
A kid.
为什么我避免向人家传福音，没有传福音的那个内疚
？Why so that I can feel no guilty if I don't spread the gospel?
你们知道，布道会最后总会邀请人来决志。
You know, by the end of the missionary meeting, people are invited to believe.
其实在那个时刻我心里面都是有挣扎的。
At the time, I struggle all the time.
我就是说哎呀如果我叫大家举手不举手怎么办
I'm thinking if I raise, ask people to raise their hands, why?
如果请大家站起来他不站起来怎么办没有人站起来。
What happened if you don't stand, if you ask them to stand up?
更不敢叫他们到前面来了。
And I don't dare to ask them to come in front.
要不然再一次失败失败。
So that I have not experienced that feeling.
我真是承认我很胆小。
I confess I'm not brave.
但我胆小跟你有关啊。
But it's relevant to you.
因为你没有为我祷告啊。
Because you didn't pray for me.
你们没有守望祷告，我就没有勇气讲神的福音。
You thought you are watchful praying. I have no courage to spread the gospel.
因为我的勇气跟你们的祷告有直接的关系。
Because my courage is coming directly from you praying.
要不然你试试看，再来这个礼拜六又有布道会了，你祷告看看。
We can try it this coming Saturday with another preaching meeting.
好吧，我们都一起试一试。你祷告，我讲道。你为我求口才，求勇气，我们看看结果怎么样。
I try together, so I see you praying for my utterance and courage.
第三，我们要做传福音的使者。
Third, we need to be the ambassadors of gospel.
我们一起来念第二十节，请。我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。我们每一个人都是福音的使者。
Everyone should be an ambassador of gospel.
不管你有没有受过什么训练，你都有责任为耶稣基督做见证。
No matter whether you have been trained, you have the responsibility of being testimony.
因为你的灵魂是主耶稣用他的血所赎买回来的。
Because your soul has been saved by his blood.
你我若不传福音，主耶稣说你就有祸了。
You start preaching the gospel, Lord say we will be under misery.
因为你到他的面前，第一句话他就说你为我做过多少次见证。
Because in front of him, the first question of him may be, how many testimony have you been for me?
福音本是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of the Lord.
更是神的奥秘。
It's also the mystery of the Lord.
换句话说，神看这一件事情最重要。
So in other words, God put this one on top priority.
我们的一生都应当为福音而活。
And we should live for it.
福音不是只讲耶稣基督拯救人灵魂的道理。
Gospel is not just the knowledge, but how Jesus saved our souls.
福音是把耶稣基督借着我把它活出来。
It's to living the Jesus out through our lives.
只有我们真正的把福音活出来的时候，我们才是真正的基督徒。
Only with a true living that reflects Jesus, we are the true Christian.
保罗他为福音做了带锁链的使者。
Paul became an ambassador in the chain.
这是一个非常奇特的 combination, 一个联合，使者加上坐牢。
Ambassador and chain, a strange combination.
这一种的使者有什么用啊？
What kind of use can this ambassador be?
但是神用坐在监狱中的保罗。
However, with Paul in prison,
他在监狱里让每一个跟他接触的人都信了主。
Lord used it to preach to everyone that's connecting.
包括阿里西姆、该撒家的人、亚利达古等等，许多的人。
Include so many people.
而且他在监狱里面写了四卷伟大的书信。
And he wrote the four great books in prison.
今天叫全世界的人都因着这四卷的书信能够认识真道。
So every people can know the truth through these books.
可见的福音本是神的大能。
So that we can see the gospel is the true power of Lord.
你可以关注一个人的身体，但你不能够关注在他里面的福音。
You can pay attention to someone's body, but you cannot pay attention to the gospel inside them.
最后有末了的话要与人来分享。
Your final greetings at the end?
有的时候我们读保罗的书信，读到最后我们就觉得没有什么重要了，因为都是问安呐。
So sometimes at the end we think the book is not important anymore because it's all greetings.
但圣经每一个部分都重要。
However, each part in the Bible is important.
所以我们来念一下21-22节，请。今有所亲爱、忠心侍奉主的兄弟推基古，他要把我的事情并我的景况如何全告诉你们，叫你们知道，我特意打发他到你们那里去，好叫你们知道我们的光景，又叫他安慰你们的心。谁是推基古？
Who is Tychicus?
这个名字希腊文的意思就是一个幸运者。
Meaning in Greek is a lucky person.
保罗在第三次旅行回到耶路撒冷，他带了七个人，推基古也是其中一位。
So he was among the seven people Paul brought back to Jerusalem.
保罗在第一次坐监牢的时候，有八个人陪着他，其中也有推基古。
So eight person accompanied Paul in his first time in prison and including Tychicus.
他特别差推基古去以弗所去啊，带这一封信也向他们做报告。
So he sent Tychicus in particular, with the letter.
保罗他非常看重推基古，把他差派到各处去传福音。
Because he had a high view on Tychicus.
包括替提多、替提摩太来牧养教会。
Including raising churches for Timothy.
保罗要他代替自己去传达好消息。
And Paul wants him to spread the good news instead of himself.
你看，当我们做主的工的时候，我们不但自己做，还要训练别人去做。
So see, we need to train others when we do lots of work.
保罗非常注重弟兄姐妹对他的担心。
Paul knows the worries from brothers and sisters.
所以他一再的差派人去指教弟兄姐妹。
So he constantly sent people to teach brothers and sisters.
我们不要以为说，哎呀，请你为我祷告，然后也不管别人祷告不祷告，事情就过去了。
And we cannot just say, please pray for me, and doesn't follow up.
我们既然请别人为我们祷告，我们就应当继续的常常去问，你为我祷告，祷告的怎样呢？
After asking, we should constantly ask, how's praying going?
然后我们告诉对方说，因着你的祷告，所以神这样的带领我。
And then tell others, because of your prayer, Lord has been leading me this way.
我们有许多的宣教士都是这样，常常报告我们他们工作的情况。
We have many missionaries who constantly update us about their work.
这样我们的祷告跟他们的工作就结合起来。
So that our prayers can be combined with their work.
其实神是很乐意听我们祷告。
Actually, Lord is loving to hear our prayers.
但是我们的祷告不是单独个别的，乃是通通都连接在一起的。
Our prayers are not separated, they're all connected together.
所以我们要尽各样的可能去来了解宣教士们的需要，继续为他们祷告。
So that's why we need to know the needs of missionaries and pray for them.
今天我们有 Cassie Cato, 等一下他要跟我们简单的分享，他只有五分钟到七分钟哈。那我们要请他来分享他最近工作的情况。
And today Cassie Cato will share with us briefly her work.
啊，那神要我们彼此的代祷，互相的问安。
Since the Lord wants to pray for each other and greet each other.
啊，最后我们来读23、24节，分享神的祝福，请。愿平安、仁爱、信心从父神和主耶稣基督归于弟兄们，并愿所有诚心爱我们主耶稣基督的人都蒙恩惠。神要给我们什么恩典？
What kind of grace God wants to give us?
我们求神给我们房子、车子、工作、绿卡，这些都是我们想要的。
We ask for houses, jobs, green cars.
当然神他也知道我们想要的。
And the Lord knows that we want them.
但是神看重的不是我们想要的，他看重的是我们需要的。
The Lord put more effort to what we need rather than what we want.
就算你没有办法留在美国，你回国去，如果你能够过一个平安的生活，这个更不重要吗？
Even so, you cannot stay in America and go back to China if you can have a peaceful life. That's more important.
如果你就是拉到了绿卡，在美国你天天常常都为着工作担心，有没有 grant, 有没有 job, 有没有这个 employment, 这一些你没有平安有什么意思啊？
Even if you have a green card, if you worry all the time about your grant and your job security, what's the meaning for it?
神知道你的需要。
Lord knows what you need.
爱心加上信心，这个是最大的礼物。
Love and faith are the greatest gift of all.
当我们心中有爱的时候，所有一切事情的重要性就改变了。
When we have love, we successfully change the priority of other things.
当我们心里面有信心的时候，所有事情会不会成就就不重要了。
When we have faith, it doesn't matter how things will turn on.
神一定要把最好我们最需要的给我们。
God will give us what we need and the best.
他要我们继续的去传递他的恩典。
He wants us to pass on blessings.
因为恩典是流动的。
Because blessings are flowing.
啊，好像我们最近去以色列就看到了这个加利利海。
For example, we went to Israel recently and see the Sea of Galilee.
加利利海的水是从黑门山上的泉水慢慢累积流下来的。
And from the mountain, sticks the water accumulates.
那流到下面就变成了汹涌的江河。
It became big rivers.
那加利利海有了这些水，它就继续把水注入了约旦河里。
And then the Sea of Galilee put the water into the River Jordan.
约旦河水就能够灌溉千亩的良田，万株的果树。
It can be used to feed the trees and the harvests.
如果我们只是享受我们所得的恩典，
If you only enjoy the blessings we receive,
我们不去传扬，不去分享这样的恩典，
Instead of passing and sharing it,
我们就会像那个约旦河水流到死海就停了。
It'd be like the Dead Sea.
那死海是怎么样呢？
What's the Dead Sea like?
你们这些去过死海的人知道，那水不好闻呐、
啊。You know, it smells terrible.
啊，那个水很脏啊。
It's very dirty.
你如果不小心喝了一口会怎么样？
Drink it by accident.
上次去的人喝到水的举手，我看看有没有。
Who did that?
不好意思举手是吧？你喝了那个水可真咸，咸得不得了。
It's very salty water.
啊，那为什么呢？因为它流不出去。
Why? Because water cannot go out.
恩典在那个里面就变成了盐分，变成了咸的不得了的东西。
And blessings be like that, become salty.
神要我们像加利利海，不要像死海。
So the Lord wants us to be the Sea of Galilee, rather than Dead Sea.
让主的恩典进到我们里面，我们能够分享出去。
So we can share the blessings of Lord.
不光是神给我们的平安喜乐。
Not only the joy and the peace.
你也要把你物质上的好处分给人。
Also share the material goodness to others.
圣诞节是最好我们来分享我们物质上恩典的机会。
And Christmas is the best time to share our material blessings.
再看一看你的厨房柜子里还有什么可以送人的东西。
Check your kitchen again to see what you can give away.
检查一下你的地下室里面还有一些陈年你不用的东西给出去。
examine your basement to give away the things you don't use.
你的钱包已经够满了，拉一点出来会轻一点的。
Your wallet is being full, so take it something out.
你的退休基金，如果你不按着每个月每年刚取的，你多少来最后留给谁？
And if you don't take away all the retirement funds,
政府给你打碎。
Who do you leave it to?
儿女为我们的遗产真的头破血流。
The tax government,
何必呢？给出去。
Just give it away.
神要我们分享他的恩典。
Lord wants us to share his blessings.
当我们分享神的恩典，奇妙的事情就在我们生命中发生。
And when we share it, wonderful things happen in our lives.
我跟你讲个故事。
I tell you a story.
陈佩君，他父亲是在台北，台湾台北一个黑道的大哥。
And Pei Chun Chen, her dad was a mafia leader in Taipei.
她从小就生活在一个充满了暴力的家庭环境中。
And she grew up in a violent family.
她从小看到她妈妈手上拉着刀在街上追她的爸爸。
Seeing her mom chasing her dad with a knife in hand.
她家里面开赌场了。有一次呢，警察来围攻她的家，丢那个烟雾弹到她家里面去来抓人。
They have an underground casino in their house.
因为他长得很像他爸爸，得到爸爸宠爱就被母亲排斥。
Being like her dad, she was loved by her dad, but rejected by her mom.
他妈妈常常无缘无故就打他出气。
Her mom often beats her for no reason.
小学五年级的有一天，同学来告诉他说：“佩君，我们在图书馆报纸上看到你爸爸的照片。”
She was fifth grade. She was taught by the classmate that her dad's photo is on newspaper.
她去一看，原来她的爸爸被捕入狱。
Seeing that her dad was chased and taken away by the police.
有一天，她跟她母亲发生口角，她就离家出走。
One day after quarrel, she ran away from home.
一个月不肯回家。
And stayed out for months.
最后，她回到家里面，偷偷的进去，就躺在床上。
By then, he sneaked into home and lay on bed.
第二天到中午起来，妈妈要他去吃中饭。
Next day at noon,
他跟着妈妈去了一个在圆山那里的一个楼房地下有一个饭店，在那里吃饭。
She went with her mom to a restaurant to eat lunch.
吃完了之后，三个大男人出现在他旁边。原来他妈妈把他交给少年管训队，就那样的最后一餐进去关了两个月。
And after that, she was handed by her mother to authorities for education.
14岁的时候，她父亲出狱，很不幸被车子撞死了，也许有人报仇。
Age of 14, her dad died of a car accident.
14岁，她就离家出走，一个人到日本料理店去工作。
And she ran away from home to work in a sushi restaurant.
她后来又转到酒家、舞厅去做事。
And also to hotels and other places.
认识了一个男人，17岁就怀孕。
She knew some guy and she got pregnant when she was 17.
根本不懂怎么做妈妈，然后孩子生出来七个月就被丈夫拉去，就被女儿的爸爸拉去。
She had no idea how to become mom and her daughter was taken by the dad.
她继续在酒店工作，又认识了一个男人，结婚了，生了三个儿子。
Continue to work in the hotels and then get another man and got married.
七年以后，她的丈夫外遇，就跟她离婚。
And 7 years later, her husband got a fire and they got divorced.
她带着她的小儿子两个人到新竹开始一个新的生活。
So she took the little son to a new place, 新竹 to a new life.
她就是在工厂打工，然后借着信用卡来还借贷、还债过生活。
And she worked in a factory and borrowed from credit cards.
在这样子艰苦的环境中，她去追求迷信。
Such a tough environment, she became suspicious.
她参加了一个修道场，在师父的教导之下，她有一种通灵的经验，就是可以看到别人看不见的东西。
She got some spiritual experience in a cult guiding place.
她打坐，她通灵，她修行，她出发。接触这接旨等等什么样事都做。
So she experienced the mediation and the connection with the spiritual world.
但是越做越苦，晚上不能睡觉，噩梦不断。
But her life became more miserable after this, and she couldn't sleep because nightmares.
后来她发现那个修道场的主持人呢性侵她的师姐，她就离开了。
Then she found that the host actually got a high sexual harassment to her other colleagues.
所以在人生最黑暗的时候，她来寻找神。
So in her darkest time, she started to seek for Lord.
有一天，她在道场的一位师姐信了耶稣，就劝她说：“哎，你也去信信耶稣吧。”
One day, an elder sister in the gathering place became a believer of Jesus and convinced her to go to give it a try.
那时候，她才想到小的时候，她的奶奶曾经带她去教堂参加主日学。
Then she remembered she actually went to Sunday school with her grandma.
她的奶奶还说，如果你受洗，就给你200块新台币，她就受洗了。
And her mother promised to give her some money so that she got baptized.
后来因为离家出走，就完全离开神。
After running from home, she left God completely.
她的父亲是家里面的黑马，所以她自己的姑姑、伯伯、叔叔都是信主的。
Her dad is a black house in the family because her aunts and uncles all believe in.
这些亲戚不是医生就是博士，所以她从小长大。就排斥耶稣。
And these relatives, MDs or PhDs.
可是那一天走路无路可走的时候就不一样了，他就来求告主耶稣。
So in her desperation, she went to ask for help.
他跪下来，他向主说：“主耶稣啊，求你救我。”
Kneeling down, she prayed for help.
不知道为什么，当他说出这话的时候，他就开始哭，就哭哭，就大哭起来。
After those words, she started to cry for no reason.
在那个时刻里，他就有一句话在心里面说：“你当回来，你当回来。”
And the time a sentence says, "Come back."
好像有四面的光照着他，他心里面突然开朗起来。
And she seemed to be surrounded by light and opened in her heart.
很奇妙，就在那个时候，他的大姑丈也是一个牧师，从美国打电话来问候他。
At time, her uncle called from America to
就带他做了祷告。
And led her to the baptizing prayer.
信主以后，陈佩君有一个180度的转变。
And after that, she changed completely.
她参加教会的崇拜、诗班、服事等等。
She went to the worship and service in church.
她的儿子也跟着她一起都信了主。
And her son also became a believer.
她为着这三个失去联络的孩子祷告。她跟那个丈夫生了三个儿子，前面那个失去的女儿，跟只有一个留下来，所以还有三个她都不晓得怎么联络。
She's prayed for three other children she has a lot connected with.
她求主让她能够跟他们见面。
She prayed that she can see them again.
非常奇妙的，有一天她在美国的姐姐打电话给她。
Wonderfully, one day her sister in America called her.
就说妹妹啊，我在 Facebook 上看到一个年轻人啊，他的名字跟他的面貌就好像你的儿子啊。
Telling her that I see a young man in Facebook who just like you.
所以他就去联络，真的发现是他的儿子。
So she went to contact the person, found that's actually her son.
从他的儿子就找到了他另外一个儿子跟他的女儿。
And this way she found another son and her daughter.
哎呀，他的心里面真的是感谢神。
So she was really grateful.
当他母亲60岁的那一天
，When her mom became 60,
他特别为母亲准备了一个庆祝会，然后跟他母亲认罪。跟她母亲和好。
She prepared a special party and confessing to her mom and got reunited with her.
不但如此，她也开始用她的歌来为主做见证。
Not only that, she started to sing for the testimony of the Lord.
她经常到咖啡店、小馆子来举办小型的音乐布道会。
She often hosts the small gospel musicals in cafeteria bars.
她请弟兄姐妹为她的传福音祷告。
She asked brother and sister to pray for her preaching work.
很奇妙的，每一次都有许多的人信主。
Wonderfully, many people believe in Lord.
今天陈佩君成了一个业余的歌手。
Now this Pei Jun become an amateur singer.
他继续的在做见证、传福音、带人信主。
She continue to be serving as testimony and leading people to the Lord.
因为他相信神是听祷告的神。
Because she believe Lord hear our prayers.
我们一定要为福音而活。
We should live for the gospel.
神给我们属灵的军装。
And the Lord gave us spiritual armor.
问题是你愿不愿意穿上。
The question whether we are willing to put it on.
这个礼拜六又是我们一年一次的圣诞节的布道会。
Coming Saturday comes our annual Christmas meeting.
五点半在梅圣堂。
4:30 at Mason Church.
啊，你不要说了，吴牧师就这么两三下三脚猫的功夫，我都听遍了他讲的福音，我都会背了。
Some may say I'm tired and bored by Pastor Wu's teaching.
我不是要你来听我讲。
I don't want you to come hear it.
我是要你来为我祷告。
I want you to pray for me.
叫我跟你都可以穿上属灵的军装。
So that both of us can put on the spiritual armor.
因为这是一场属灵的征战，你我都要依靠主。
Because this is spiritual and we both should rely on God.
当然，你有朋友，你应当邀请他，让他也一起来。
Of course, you should invite your friend.
我们要靠着圣灵随时祷告。警醒不倦。
So with the Holy Spirit, we should pray all the time.
要为传福音的人祷告，求神给他口才跟勇气。
Pray for the preachers for their utterance and courage.
我们都是福音的使者，在困难中也要为主做见证。
And we should all be ambassadors and testimony for the Lord.
因为我们应当不断地向人分享神给我们的恩典，我们才会得到更多。
And we should constantly share our blessings to receive more.
神给你我的恩典最大的就是平安、仁爱跟和平。
The best of peace, love and faith.
在这一个充满了各样子的纷争的世界中，唯有基督的和平能够叫人和好。
In such a calling world, only the peace from Jesus can reunite people.
愿以神继续的帮助他的教会，叫我们成为一个像加利利海一样活水流动的教会。
May the Lord keeps helping his church so that we can be the, like the Sea of Galilee.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，因为在这过去将近50年里，你让我们的教会做一个爱传福音的教会。
Lord, we thank you for your grace, so that our church has been a church that preached the gospel for the last 50 years.
不但每一年有多次的布道会，平常我们也向人做见证传福音。
Not only we have many preaching meetings, on a daily basis we preach to others.
主耶稣，又到了这一个纪念你诞辰的日子，是一个最好传福音的季节。
Jesus is not the time to celebrate your birth and the best occasion to spread the gospel.
主啊，帮助我们，感动我们，让我们能够穿上属灵的军装，为你去打这一场美好的仗。
Lord, please help us and touch us so that we can win the war for you with the spirit armor.
叫我们所有的弟兄姐妹都一同来穿上军装，为主作战。
So that all the brothers and sisters can put on armor and fight for the Lord.
祝福我们这个礼拜六做一个得胜的聚会。
Please listen, come Saturday so the meeting can be successful.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
听我们的祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。